mom lived and like grew up.
Oh God.
Oh,
what the heck?
Hello.
I had my phone on Do Not Disturb.
It sounded like it was coming from my phone next to me.
It sounded like a sound effect.
It was.
Pink. Pink lemonade stand.
Welcome to the Pink Lemonade Stand, where we are serving up smiles.
When life gets sour, we say pucker up and
squeeze the day.
Hello, everybody.
How is everyone doing? We hope you had such a fabulous weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi,
yes.
How was your weekend? What's up?
Okay, I have a story for you that I have saved to tell you. This is the craziest story. So I have a family member that passed away recently. She was my great aunt Cheryl, but she was like a grandma to me. Like, I really considered her to be another grandma because I grew up like, I lived right by her. And so I'm really like, I love, this is on my mom's side of the family. And really the only time we get to see each other is at funerals. So I was, of course, excited to attend the funeral. And I was asked by my Uncle Lynn, who is just the best, if I would sing, because Aunt Cheryl was such a huge fan of music. I flew up to Salt Lake City to do a complete day, just a quick day trip, right? I was like, I'm going, flying in the morning, singing at the funeral, doing a lunch, and flying back to LA. You know, it's family. You would do anything for family. And that includes waking up in the dark at 4:30 a.m.
Oh, man. Yes.
So I'm going to tell you something that is important to the story. And that is, I was like, I woke up, I'm getting ready, and I'm like, do I wear a freaking dress like on the plane and like be in my funeral clothes all day? Or what do I do? So I decided to take just a little day bag, and I put a dress in there, and I put some shoes in there. But at the very last second, I'm like, it's going to be cold there.
Yeah.
So maybe I should put in like a little like black legging to go under the dress, like, so I'm not cold. So I grabbed the legging, threw it in the bag. Such a last minute decision. So I go there and I land, get my rental car, and I drive up to Plain City where we were having a service. And because of COVID, the service had to be outside. The winds were like 30 miles an hour. Like, I get out of the car and immediately my entire hair was like, whoosh. Oh my gosh. Everybody starts coming in and people start bringing like those really big flower arrangements that are on the sticks.
Yes.
You know, like, what do you call those things?
Like a tripod?
Totally a flower tripod. So people are bringing those up. People are bringing bouquets in vases. And the winds picked up so hard. The flower tripods were strewn about everywhere. They kept falling.
Oh my gosh.
They kept falling over left and right. And people were like rushing up out of their seats to pick them up. And then they started to stick them down into the grass. Like, okay, maybe we just stick them in. They'll stay. No, they were fallen. They would not stay. The wind was blowing. People were clenching their jackets tight. And it was a complete craze. It was cuckoo town. So by the time it was my turn to get up to sing, I got up and I kind of stood like off to the side with a microphone. And the wind. And as soon as, I swear to you, Nicole, Aunt Cheryl was bringing out all the dramatics. As soon as I said the words fly or sung them, my entire dress, which was a long wrap dress, a maxi wrap dress, flew wide open. And all I could think in that moment was, thank goodness I put on those tights. If I didn't have those tights on, it would have been full frontal exposure. My hair. So the wind, it was the craziest thing. Like, the wind was not in my favor. Like, it wasn't giving me Beyonce wind with the hair.
Oh, no.
The wind was coming from the opposite direction. So the hair on both sides of my head flew up into the front of my face. And at first, I was frantically using my hand that was free to pull the hair from my face and, of course, my mouth. It was going in there, too.
Yes.
And so I'm pulling it away. And then it was that one moment where the dress just flew wide open, that now the free hand is going to the skirt. I'm pushing the skirt down, and I just had to ground my feet for dear life because it was pushing my body over, and I...
And you're singing some gorgeous song, and probably all anybody can hear is,
like, you literally,
hurricane force.
You nailed it.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
And so then another cousin and her husband came up to me afterwards, and they were like, oh, wow, that was so beautiful. We didn't realize we were going to get such a show.
We didn't realize we were going to get full frontal at this funeral.
Frontal show. And I was like, well, wow. You know, we pull out the stops for Aunt Cheryl.
Yes.
She was hilarious.
What a send off. I was at a wedding that was on a cliffside in Laguna Beach, and I was in the bridal party. And
oh my gosh.
It was the same sort of thing where it was during the ceremony, the winds were out of control. And I had on on false lashes. My eyelash flew off of my face, blew off of my eye. And I couldn't like touch. You can't just be fooling with your face while your friends are exchanging their vows.
No!
So I just had to stand there as my eyelash slowly ripped itself from my eye until it flew off and I just had one left.
No.
Yes.
No.
But it's just one of those things where you can't control Mother Nature when she just decides she's gonna blow.
No.
And it's always at the moments when you cannot respond to the wind in the way that you normally would.
No. You just want to run away, run to your car.
Out of respect. We want to continue to thank you all for listening and remind mm-hmm. you to please subscribe and leave a 5-star review.
Each time you share the podcast with your friends and every review, every star, every download, it really does help us. So thank you so much. We appreciate all of you. And remember to RRS.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Now it's time for the sweetest thing, our good news story segment. So Nicole, what do you got for us today?
A man's very weird hobby of figuring out where pictures were taken helps locate a missing hiker.
Oh my gosh, I saw this story. I'm so excited.
You're gonna read it.
I didn't read the story, so I'm so excited you're telling it.
Oh, yes. Okay, here we go. Hiker Renee Compion, 45 years old, went missing over the weekend while hiking in the Angeles National Forest in Southern California.
Oh my gosh.
Compion had sent a friend a picture of his legs dangling over the edge of a canyon, texting that he was lost and his phone battery was dying. Imagine getting that text.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be so scared.
Share your location quick.
Find my friends.
Find my friends. That's crazy. That's so scary.
His friend reported this to the LA County Sheriff's Department, and they released the photo that the hiker had taken, hoping that someone could possibly identify the location. And crazy enough, someone was able to. Benjamin Kuo describes his interest in satellite photos as, I quote, a very weird hobby. He explains, I love taking a look at photos and figuring out where they're taken.
Oh my gosh.
His love of satellite photos has now saved a life. When he saw the image the sheriff's officials released to the public, Kuo had an idea of where his location may be. So he notified the police of his hunch, sharing GPS coordinates with them.
Oh my gosh.
He said, you don't think that sitting behind a computer and looking at a picture and saying, oh, it looks like that might be where he is, would lead to a person being rescued. I was hoping I didn't send them on a wild goose chase and that they'd get mad at me. So he was pretty sure, but also was nervous to just, you know, what if he was wrong?
Right. Yes. They're just wandering around the Angeles Forest.
Yep. So a helicopter was dispatched and searchers found Compion on a ridge less than a mile from Kuo's coordinates.
He was totally right.
Totally right. And Compion was found safe and did not require medical care. He did not have his GPS tracker or his phone on anymore, and thank God he was able to send off that text to his friend with the picture. But this just goes to show you the power of the internet sleuth.
Yes! the power of the sleuths!
We have seen documentaries on this. People can identify things, and just a regular civilian at home with a hobby, like this man with his satellite images, was able to literally save somebody's life.
Yes, yes. You know what? I have been lost hiking before, and it is a horribly terrifying feeling. It's really scary, especially when you don't have service and anything could happen. It's really, and I remember actually, I was in the middle of nowhere in the desert, like over by Joshua Tree. This guy pulled over and he called his AAA for me. He was just like a local. And he told me about this thing called Spot Satellite Personal Tracker, S-P-O-T. And he was like, oh, you got to have one of these on you at all times. And he pulled it out and it's like $150 or maybe you pay a membership. I don't know. But it's literally like a GPS tracker. If you were in an emergency, you press it and it sends an emergency signal out with an SOS to emergency response teams to come and find you.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, if I ever do another like big hiking trip again, I'm going to get that thing.
Yes. So. That sounds important for anybody to have because you never know when you could be taken.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Exactly.
You know, we need these. Gosh.
This is not just a hiking tracker.
No.
This is a I was put into the back of a trunk tracker.
Yes. Ooh. We got to look into this.
Okay, we got to tell them about their branding. They could really appeal to women. I think every woman should have it. So we'll link it. It's really, really helpful.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you shared that story. It's such a good one, and it's a reminder to everybody to stay safe, keep your phones charged, get a Spot tracker. And if you, any of you have any stories like this or getting saved or somebody, you saved somebody, send it to us, email it to us. We know there's a lot of really crazy, amazing stories out there. We want to highlight them.
Yes. Send your stories to theplspodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Send us your sweetest things.
And another reminder about our good news story about the tiny home village built in Los Angeles by the Hope of the Valley, which is making a huge effort to fight against homelessness.
Yes, we are raising $3,000. We have made it to $1,800. Check out our link in the episode notes and see what Hope of the Valley is doing. You will be so inspired, and please just donate whatever you can to help fight homelessness and get us one step closer to our goal.
We need to talk to you about HydroJug. Though most of us know that staying hydrated is vital to a healthy lifestyle, the many benefits of drinking water may surprise you. With your Hydro Jug, you can improve your performance in various ways, ranging from muscle recovery to improved mental clarity. Here's why drinking enough water each day should be a key part of your fitness journey.
It aids in digestion, increases muscle performance, promotes healthy joints, clear mind, and glowing skin. Ooh, all the things we love. And the Hydro Jug design delivers an entirely new kind of drinking experience because it holds a half a gallon of water, cutting down on the time you need to frequently refill your water bottle, which is, nobody likes, no one has time for that.
No, not me.
This Hydro Jug also has a leak-proof seal, so go take it on the go with no worries about having any leaks.
The wide mouth opening makes it easy for cleaning and adding supplements, ice, or even fruit. And Nicole, what's been your additive of the week or choice? You putting anything fun in your Hydro Jug?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, ice always. I need it freezing. But then I also add in a decaf crystal light iced tea lemon flavor.
Ooh, of course, lemon.
Yes.
Very on brand.
But well, that's my drink of choice, of course.
I love that. This has a BPA-free plastic, which means it is shatterproof and it's dishwasher safe, ensuring you'll always be drinking clean water. And not to mention, it has a carry loop and an integrated handle.
With Hydro Jug, there is nothing between you and crushing a gallon of water per day.
Head over to thehydrojug.com and use our code PLS to get 10% off your order.
Yes, that's code PLS to get 10% off your order at thehydrojug.com. Go do it. It's easy peasy.
Lemon Squeezy. Now, without further ado, it's time for
The Main Squeeze.
Jared Sullivan and Stephen Lowry opened Showboy Bake Shop in March of 2013. Both of these delicious boys have a background in the entertainment industry, which they credit their passion for creativity and detail to.
Since opening Showboy Bake Shop, these two have competed on various Food Network televised competitions, including Cupcake Wars, Cake Wars, Wedding Cake Championship, and Macy's Thanksgiving Cake Spectacular. They have also become a staple cake shop for celebrities, baking into the hearts and stomachs of the likes of J-Lo, Elton John, and Reese Witherspoon, just to name a few. You know what other celebrity they've baked for? Nicole and Heidi.
Nicole Kaplan!
And you! And Heidi.
Spill all the secrets.
And me! We absolutely adore this scrumptious duo. Please welcome to the stand, Stephen and Jared!
Aww, hi, guys!
Thank you for inviting us. We're so happy to see you guys.
We're so happy you're here. And you're in the bake shop!
Yes, we are. 24/7.
It's like a home away from home, but in reverse. We're here more than at home.
I bet. Do you just have like Murphy beds in there somewhere? Pull them down?
Pretty much. No. We have equity cots.
Are you sleep in the oven like Hansel and Gretel? Like,
if it was big enough, I might.
It looks pretty big. That's some industrial size stuff back there.
Right? It is industrial. Although a very small kitchen for what we do, isn't it?
It is, so. Yeah. Wow. We're just tiny folk here, you know.
You're so petite.
I know.
I wish we had smell-o-vision here, or what would it be over the airwaves? I don't know, but we want to smell that.
I didn't even think we should have like sent treats to you guys. Stephen owes you treats now.
Oh, okay.
My address is 110.
Send. What is the flavor of the day today? What's the smell in the air over there?
The smell in the air is about to be chocolate cake, because when we're done with this, I've got some chocolate cakes to bake. And that one always smells the best, I think, coming out the front.
I know, yeah.
Oh, that's delish. A good question.
I think that one reminds you of like childhood.
Yeah.
Chocolate cake baking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good
I'm gonna
smell.
Be hungry. I'm gonna
we
be hungry.
Wish we were there. We wish we were there.
I know.
Yes.
We have been fortunate enough to visit the bake shop many times when we lived in Vegas. And it's one of the greatest bakeries I've ever been
ever.
To. Hands down.
Thank
so,
you.
So, ever. So unique. I think you correct me if I'm wrong, but are you the first and only of its kind, a Broadway-themed bake shop?
As far as I know.
Yeah.
I mean, unless somebody has copied us since.
And it's funny because, you know, when we decided to do this, we were already kind of going by like the Showboy title, just because people had named us like Showboy Cakes. And we were like, should we make it more like generic bakery so people understand it better? You know, like, should we do like pinks and browns and teals and, you know, be called swirls or something? But we just stuck with our gut and we were like, no, like, you know, we love the theater and we love the brand that we've kind of created. Like, let's just roll with it and see what happens. And
yeah,
it worked out.
Yeah, if we were going to be here 12, 15 hours a day, we wanted to be surrounded by things that we like, at least, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, whenever we go anywhere, we go into every bakery we can, every cupcake shop. We are like, we're the type of business that we want everybody to do well. So, you know, we'll go to other cupcake shops in town support them and everything. So we want it to be different than everybody else, too. So, you know, as far as I know, we are the only themed Broadway bakery.
I love it so much. Yes, when you walk into the shop, you're transported to 42nd Street.
Not the part by Port Authority.
Yeah,
a little higher.
No.
We're the closer in.
By the Marriott with the Marquee Theater.
Exactly,
like that part of 42nd
Street. That's us. The Marriott was.
More lights.
What came first, the store or the shows? Like, were you getting attention from like the TV shows before you opened the shop, or did you open the shop and then it kind of was the reverse?
Yeah, we opened the store and maybe like 3-4 months after we opened the store, one of our customers wrote to Food Network about us and about our shop. And they contacted us and asked us to audition for Cupcake Wars, which was the first show that we did. So we didn't even know that that was going on. You know, we just get a random email and phone call out of the blue asking us, hey, we like you guys for Cupcake Wars. Can you?
Which I was obsessed with. Like, I'd watched a show from the first season and it was my thing. Like, I would like get home because I ended up working during the day while I was dancing, and I would get home at a certain time on, it was like Wednesdays or something. And my thing was like Cupcake Wars before I went to the show. And so I would watch it and just like, you know, I was like, I could do that. I could so be on this show. I'm so in this show. Until you go on it, of course, and it's like a complete nightmare. But yeah, so it was from somebody nominating us basically to the Food Network, and now they call us for stuff all the time just from that one show.
Yeah, the Food Network, they're so good about, like, if they've used you and they liked you, they continue to use you for like whatever they can.
It's really nice. I love that. Oh, yeah. Well, we are huge Food Network fans, I love Cupcake Wars. We have, Nicole and I are both obsessed, and so we are so excited to hear about, like, the juicy details behind the scenes about the television shows.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So tell us either your favorite or some of your crazy memories from, your life in these competition shows.
Oh, my Lord. Cupcake Wars, like Steven said, we thought that, like, oh, this is a piece of cake. Like, our...
Literally.
Literally.
No.
The thing about the... Okay, so here's what I thought would happen.
He's getting nervous, I can tell.
Yeah.
Anxiety is coming back.
It's the flashback. Because here's what happens with Cupcake Wars, right? They call you and they say, we want you on the show. And you're like, done. And then they say, on this date, we're going to have a conference call with you and the network to go over the show. Like, the rules and what you need. What you need to like bring with you, like if you have certain equipment, that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh my God, this is so great. But then once you get into the nitty gritty of it, you realize, or I realized in that moment, just having opened, and I'll get to how this has gone full circle in a minute, but when we had first opened, I was so secretive about what products do we use? What brands do we use? Where do you get this from? Because people would ask, where's the glitter from? Where do you get this from? What's in your chocolate cake? And I was so protective of it because I didn't know how to...
We just weren't comfortable yet.
Like, it was before Instagram, where you share everything. So the Food Network was like, okay, and then you're going to, you know, you need to bring your best recipes for round one and round two. And then once the show airs, all of those recipes will be put on the Food Network on the website. And I don't want my recipes to be published. So of course, stupid me, not thinking about the competition, I was like, I'll just make up recipes for the show so they can have them and we don't care. But the recipes were just, I didn't
guess
have enough
time. Those weren't very good.
They weren't very good. And I just didn't have time.
And they didn't mind telling us.
They didn't. And
we still somehow managed to make it to second place on our episode of Cupcake Wars, but they hated every single thing that we did.
Yeah.
Everything. They tore us to shreds.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was awful. And we were so scared because it was probably like 6 months from when you film it to when it comes out. And we had 6 months of anxiety thinking like, this is going to ruin our store. Like, it's going to make us look so bad. Nobody's going to want to come.
And it's still to this day the one show of all of them that brings people in.
Uh-huh. People are like, we saw you on Cupcake Wars rerun. Like,
yeah.
It was so fun. We're like, did you watch the show? Because they said that our stuff is horrible.
They're like, we don't care. Give us a cupcake.
For real, yeah. People will go to anything that's been on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, did it make you really hesitant to ever do a show again after that, being your first experience?
Yes. We literally said after it, we'll never do that again. And then they called us for Cake Wars and we were like, sign us up.
Right. Like, what do you want us?
It happened every time. And then after Cake Wars, we were like, never again. And they called us for Cake Wars season 4. And we were like, we're on our way. Like, we just can't stop.
We cannot say no.
Who can say no to the Food Network?
Tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe I just voted for you yesterday on a Cake Wars challenge.
Oh,
yes,
for Cake Masters. Yes.
This is for Cake Masters magazine, which we probably have no business being in.
Yes.
No.
We're always up to some sort of scheme.
Yes. But no, you know, it's funny, like the magazine they like emailed us and said, we have this contest coming out. Like, if you want to submit a piece, that would be great. And immediately, like, I had this whole idea in my head of doing like this abandoned theater, and abandoned is the wrong word, like empty theater.
Right.
And just as like a Ghostlight tribute to like you guys and like all of our friends and family that are out of work in the arts. And, of course, we made it. And then I was like, oh, we'll submit it. And I'm like, oh, hi, the categories, by the way, are like animals and fashion. And I've made like an old theater. So,
yeah, what category can we sneak this into?
So as usual, just like on the Food Network shows, they give you a challenge and we go so far outside the box. They're like, who are these people and why are they here?
I think it was a beautiful, stunning. Oh, I Thanks. Loved it.
Yes.
I loved
you.
It.
Thanks for voting. For
yeah,
us,
thank you
way.
For voting.
Of course. You've already won in my mind.
Oh, you have.
And that's all that matters to us.
Yes. Well, you've developed such a huge fan base from all the shows that you've been on. But when I read your bio, the one that I was so excited to ask you about was Sister Wives. Tell us about.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I love the. Oh, we've been to the compound and everything.
I don't think. Oh,
I call it the compound. I don't know if that's what
it is. The compound. Tell us. I mean, Nicole, did you read that or did you know that? I was like dying. Okay, like tell me everything. I was obsessed with that show.
Do you want to hear the best part of it all? Do you want to know how we met them? We met them at Duck Dynasty the musical.
Do you remember that?
I saw it. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, just the one time, I'm assuming.
Talk about a meet cute. Oh my.
It was a total meet cute. And as we were walking out, the one thing I love about them is they're so genuine and like
the nicest guys.
And Cody, one thing I've noticed about seeing him with his family, like, because actually, like, we'd see them at the Smith Center a lot, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
He's very protective. So if anybody approaches them, he's very much immediately.
He comes up right away.
He comes right away and he's like right around everyone. And he's like Papa Bear. So as we were walking out and everybody was kind of scurrying, we ended up being right next to Janelle. And I just happened to mention to her, like, oh, we love the show and whatever. And I gave her my card. So then a few months later, I think she tweeted us and said she needed a cake for, was it a baby shower?
I think the first one was, baby shower.
Oh, no, it wasn't. They wanted a cupcake cake that looked like a tree.
The family reunion.
They were doing a family reunion. And she contacted us on Twitter and asked if we would be interested in coming on the show to do it. And then ever since then, we kind of did cakes for them, like, you know, whenever they needed it. After. They're the nicest family.
They really are, yeah. The kids are so polite. The kids, bless them. Like, when we would go there and deliver, they'd remember our names and everything. And I'm like, I have no idea what any of your names are. But they're so polite.
The only person we didn't meet was Mary, actually.
Yeah.
We met everybody else, but Mary wasn't there when we delivered.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was so cool, though, like going to the compound and like knowing where it is. And like, I totally have the gate code memorized.
You can edit that part out, please.
They don't live there anymore, so.
Oh, my goodness.
They've moved on since.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't.
Well, now everybody is so excited to meet you. Like you're
celebs.
Excited to meet celebrities, but you're actually celebrities yourselves now, which is so much fun. And you've
we're
been
trying.
Meeting,
I mean, like D-list. Yeah,
no, you
didn't
need to try.
Not even D-list.
No, you're just natural stars. And so you've started getting so much attention from celebrities out in Hollywood, in New York, and everybody wants you to make their cakes. So tell us, like, who was your favorite celebrity to bake for?
My personal favorite was definitely J-Lo because, you know, while she was here with her residency, she would like get stuff from us all the time and it was everyone's birthday. Like she was just obviously like, just took care of everybody. Like kind of how you hear about how Celine took care of her cast when she was here. And we were always doing a birthday cake for somebody, weren't we?
Yeah,
in the
just
cast,
like, oh,
or,
it's my accountant's birthday. Like I want to do something for them. Yeah.
In fact, one time, I don't know if this is gossip or not, but one time she even ordered a cake for Kim Kardashian to give her for her birthday.
Right. Yeah. And that ended up in People magazine.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. What did it look like? Or what kind of cake? What kind of cake
it was it? It
Great
was.
Question. We have no idea.
I do. It was. I remember it being like gold and white. I don't remember the cake flavor. But I'm trying to think now. Like in my mind, that's how the ordering went down. But I think it was her assistant who ordered it for Kim Kardashian. So it wasn't actually J-Lo ordering it for herself.
Let me tell you though. Like working in cakes and like the baking industry has got us to so many more places than I ever thought would. Like more places than working in entertainment did. Like we've been
celebrities, we've been
in like Reese Witherspoon's house, we've been in like J-Lo's private villa here and everything with her kids. Like just working in a show, that would never happen. But when you have cake, people trust you.
They do.
We're like, oh, you're delivering the cake, come right on in, just like take it to her back bedroom, like have run of the whole place. It's crazy.
Here's our credit card. Those are life lessons right there. When you have cake, People trust you. You can go anywhere.
You are united. But I definitely think J-Lo, because she just she looked after everybody so well with ordering from them. And like we would do like her Super Bowl party that she did, like all the cupcakes for that. And then I don't know if it was her last night or her last week of the show, but she like invited us and had us in like the VIP section to watch the show and everything. And
yeah, just like and so
we
find, nice.
But then we didn't meet her until that final night. And she honestly, she couldn't, she was like the cake, like she knew who we were without meeting her, from ordering from us. And she was so appreciative and so polite and so lovely.
Yeah.
Does she really have the J-Lo glow?
Oh, yes. She totally does.
What was that glow like up close?
We always talk about her.
It's intimidating.
Because she's like, I don't know like levels of celebrity, but like, I feel like she's like above A. She's like superstar.
Yeah. There's very few celebrities that are like internationally known celebrities nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a million
that have dominated multiple markets.
Yes, exactly.
Music, and film, beauty, dancing, everything. Yes.
And I think I am curious too. Nicole, you asked an interesting question. It's like, okay, yes, who are you baking for, but what are they ordering? Like,
I know.
And the thing with J-Lo was she would always order cakes for other people. The only thing she ever ordered for herself was she always liked, if we were coming with a cake, she would have cupcakes put in her VIP bar for the people that were there after the show. And then we would always leave her a little bag of chocolate-covered Oreos because that's what she likes.
Obsessed with chocolate-covered Oreos.
Ooh, yeah. Do you sell them in the shop now and call them the J-Lo?
We should. J-Lorios.
Oh.
J-Lorios.
Write that down.
Well, so you bake for so many celebrities now, but is there a level of like pressure that comes with that? Do you feel like that cake needs to be perfect? And was there a time maybe that you had like a big cake fail with a cake order that was under pressure? Like, do you have a story like that?
Our biggest cake fail was actually on the Food Network.
Our very first
episode of Wedding Cake Championship, which was our most fun show that we've ever done. It was an awesome 4-episode show.
It was like a 4-week show where you got voted off each week.
It was so much fun. Oh. But the first episode, oh God.
We should have gone home the first episode.
The Food Network actually turned what happened to us into a meme that they posted.
No!
I don't know if people have seen it.
Look, here's the thing, right? So when you have a bakery, right, you're inside, it's controlled, you know what you're doing. Cut to this brand new show, this new concept for Food Network, where it was kind of like the Great British Bake Off, where you're outside
in
Malibu in the middle of summer, and they want you to make these insane wedding cakes. And we just hadn't expected.
Can you hear our phone?
We're just bringing off the hooks over here.
You're so popular. Everyone wants cake.
Oh my God, someone's calling.
It's J-Lo. She said, turn this on. We were going to do this upside down cake, and they wanted also sculptures on it. So we did an upside down cake with these two busts on top of the bride and groom, and it just completely fell apart. Like literally fell apart. And they decided once we had finished the cake, they went to a union break for the crew.
Yeah.
So all the cakes sat in this tent, just like baking in the sun. And they were like, can we speak to the show boys, please? And I was like, sure. We go in there and like the heads are on the floor. And they're like, this wasn't your fault because of the break. So if you want to fix it, we'll roll with it. And we were like, that's really sweet of you, but there's not really any fixing these like smashed heads. But we did it. We're good sports. We were like, we'll put them back together. And then as you can imagine, literally, like as we're being judged by the judges, the heads just like roll off
in the middle
floor.
Of the judging. He's like sitting there, like presenting our cake,
and it just like,
and the top tier of our cake falls and hits the floor with this like horrible splat, cake everywhere.
It was mortifying.
And of course, there's nothing that you can do.
There's nothing you can do. And the judges have to judge you on what happened. So of course they're like, well, if this was a wedding, like we'd fire you on the spot. And I'm like, yeah, but if this was a wedding, I wouldn't have made, first of all, this cake. And second of all, I wouldn't have made this cake outside in a tent. Do you know what I mean?
Like, in Malibu.
Yeah.
So if anything, you get the top award for the best TV.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, right. And you were most entertaining.
And it was so embarrassing.
It was like, the thing about filming outside in Malibu was you get there, they pick you up at like 5 a.m. to get to set, and you get to your station and it's
so
foggy
cold.
And cold and everything's soaking wet. But then get to 11 o'clock in the morning and everything's like, it's far too hot. Like, there was just no, like, literally at night, they'd be like, everyone pack everything up and put it away because of bears. We're like, oh,
yeah,
cool,
we
bears.
Were like
okay.
In the mountains in Malibu. So, like, at night, you had to be so careful for bears. I'm like, I didn't even know. I guess there's bears in Malibu.
I look back at it now.
I thought that was just on the flag in California. I didn't know.
We had such a good time doing it, but there were those moments where we were just like, this is just crazy. Like, this is
and
ridiculous.
Shockingly enough, we did not get voted off that episode.
No, we made it all the way to the end.
Yeah, wow. Another contestant threw a huge hissy fit, and they got voted off.
Yeah, she like walked off in the middle of her cake, and yeah. I was like, at least we didn't do that. I mean, our cake.
Okay.
Our cake
tried. You can the people on the cake walked off, but
yeah, right. They were done for sure.
The heads, yeah.
Oh my god!
But we learned because from the second round on, the second episode on, we were like, no fondant, yeah. No upside down. Oh. If they say sculpt something, ignore it. Like, just
do you. That is the best story. Oh, I can't believe it.
I have to tell you, and before, I did not know you when I got married, or otherwise you would have 100% made my wedding cake, but my wedding cake was a cake fail.
No. Like,
what? Oh, wait, I don't know this story either.
This is so crazy. So we got married in Pittsburgh. There's a famous bakery there called Prantl's, and they have this cake that's called the Burnt Almond Tort cake. We ordered this cake for our wedding, and they delivered it to our venue. And then we had this whole floral design that was going to happen that our florist was going to do. So the cake came, and then the like cascading flowers, whatever was supposed to happen down there. And we were like, yes, this is gonna be great. So we get to our venue after we're married, the ceremony's over. We get there, and they pulled us aside for a second, and the florist goes, so I don't know what happened, but somebody decorated your cake. And it wasn't me. So we were like, what? And we didn't get to see it. We were like, okay, I guess it's fine. And then we didn't get to see it until they actually rolled it out. For the cake cutting. And there were just really
I can like, just picture it.
It's like smiley faces.
It was a three-tiered wedding cake that was just white icing, but then it had like some little designs with the icing. But then there were just random flowers just shoved in the side.
Shoved in.
And then there were holes where it looked like someone put a flower and then decided,
nope,
I don't think that flower should go there. So
Oh my god. So, did you ever find out who the culprit was?
No, we still have no idea. Nobody took responsibility.
Whoever's listening, come forward.
Was it a mother-in-law, an angry mother-in-law?
You still have a chance to do my future wedding. So we're going to lock that in.
Locked in.
But one of my very best girlfriends in Las Vegas, she was getting married. So I was in charge of the bachelorette party. So I ordered.
It was.
The penis ones?
Yes, with the top, with all the like the top hats and stuff.
They were like these little colorful penises. Oh, they were like
Yeah, I remember that.
We also had, I think we made penis cupcakes for Rachel's birthday too. Was that one? Or was it Michelle? So. No, was it our dresser, Michelle? You guys do a lot of work with penises.
We do a lot.
I love penis cupcakes. A lot of penis work. Yeah.
A lot of penis.
You hands-on.
Molding the balls.
Right, I can
I'm telling you,
eyes closed.
They, well, they were absolutely perfection. And I got to like show, I had this big reveal to everybody, the penis cupcakes, they were a huge hit. But then I had my own fail where we were like, I revealed them and then we changed locations and I forgot about them in my hot car. Oh, and I brought them in and it was like rainbow balls melted all over. They were still so good. But I think I took a, I'll have to send you the picture. But
like the night after.
Totally. So this brings us to our next question about challenges. And this is our theme at the Pink Lemonade Stand, going through really hard things. But we benefit so much from hearing each other's stories. So we wanted to ask you, Stephen and Jared, is there a story that you want to share that is something tough that you went through? And how did you get through it? What was your lemon to lemonade moment?
I mean, we've had a really good run as a small business that had nothing to start with. And, you know, could have gone easily, could have gone south quickly. Yeah. So really, it was the pandemic for us that really brought us to a point where we started to question, like, are we going to be able to survive this? And I think it really came down to finding ways to take what you have and haven't lost and just basically make it work in the current environment. And that's where, you know, the Baking with Broadway came along, doing curbside bake sales. I mean, we had lines out the door like once a week because we would tell people, we'll be here from this time to this time. You know, please wear a mask. We really don't know what's happening, but stay a few feet apart and we'll make this work. And I think it's been one of the most challenging times because not only did we lose everybody, We lost our staff. We lost
We lost our second store.
We lost the second store.
Yeah, it was
but we
tough.
Also lost a lot of prepaid business. You know, we had a year's worth of weddings and parties on the books where everybody's like, we can't do these now.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah.
We then had to figure out,
we had to reimburse all these people.
We had to reimburse
that had
people
pre-ordered.
But we've got no money coming in to reimburse them, you know. So it was like we had to do these little bake sales just to make the money to put into the register so we could give people, you know, people would call and be like, I called a few weeks ago. I still haven't got my refund. And like, we're working on it. Like, we're trying to get you your money back. And it was, you know, really that moment when I was like, we've got to do more than that. So now coming back, like making our lemonade from the lemons is we've got our one store back, like our first store that we opened together. Mm-hmm. We work together again every day. We're a really good team.
Yeah. And I feel like it's stronger than ever.
Stronger
like
than
the
ever.
The brand, the store, like our recipes, everything. Like, yeah, I mean,
I feel like we have a better control of our business once again because the pandemic forced us to look at why we had spread across town and spread ourselves so thin. Now we can just do better work, better quality, and see our dogs more. We actually get to go home a bit more than usual.
Yeah, it's weird because, we have like a better quality of life, you know, in our private life because of just having one store now. And it really reflects in the business, you know, like, we can pay attention more to each other and to our customers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things are a little smaller than they used to be, but, you know, we're happier, honestly.
And because we have the store as food handlers, we were able to get vaccinated so early on, which we were very excited about. So, yeah, it's been a lot of lemonade making.
Yeah, I mean, things could have been a lot worse. I mean, there's so many people that have had to, like, close their businesses completely and, you know, start over from scratch. So we're extremely grateful that, you know, we still have what we have. And I mean, we're doing fine now, you know, like business has picked up again. Weddings are back on. People are still coming in the door and asking for stuff. And, you know, we're still having fun and singing show tunes and, you know, making the best of it. So
Oh, you're an inspiration.
I love that so much. Yes, we can't wait to make a trip out to Vegas and come and visit the shop again.
Oh, we love that.
Get the classic dozen. You know, you can't leave.
Yeah, I'm
crying one of each.
That's right.
Oh, thank you for sharing that story, really, yeah. though, because it is, everybody's gone through it, but to hear every person's individual story, every business, it's like, it makes it more real and we can connect with that for sure. We've just been such a huge fan of you both for so long. So we're happy to hear that things are good and yay for the personal life. Cause I'm telling you, sometimes we are go, 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 go with life and we don't stop and look and be like, wait, I'm actually exhausted and I don't like it.
Yeah. I think like for me, the pandemic definitely showed me that for me and everybody, we're so, and when I say money driven, I don't mean greedy. I just mean everything in our life costs money. So all we do is we take this gig or that cake and this job, extra side work, because we want the extra money to support, you know, our life.
Before we would like judge the success of our business, like how much money did we bring in today? Like, did we have a good month? Like, was this, you know, a good quarter for us? And now it, you know, of course we need it to stay afloat and keep going, but you know, we don't really like look at it that way anymore. You know,
it's more like we're still here. Yeah. We got in at a nice time. We got home at a good time and we're fine.
Exactly.
It's a different
We have everything that we need. If this is all that we ever have, we're more than happy with it. So.
But we'll work on that story in LA, we promise.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yes. We need quicker access for you.
I need it now. Yes.
Have you ever made a pink lemonade or a strawberry lemonade flavored cupcake?
We do. Yeah, actually,
you know what? It's called The Leading Lady.
It's called The Leading Lady.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Strawberry lemonade with cream cheese frosting, and it's delicious.
It's so good, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to recruit you to do a pink lemonade stand cupcake for us in the future for our big, like, 100 episode party.
Oh, I'm picturing it already, a little lemonade stand on top. That'd be so cool.
Maybe we'll bump it up and do it for 50. We'll do it.
Yeah. Like
25. Done.
Yes. You got to celebrate everyone. Life is short.
Celebrate your episode.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Guys, well, we have some questions for you that we want to ask you rapid fire. It is time to get juicy.
This is a scary part.
No.
So we'll just ask you really fast. If you both want to answer it, or if you just one of you does, it's either way. Okay. So,
yes.
Okay. Here we go. Do you lick the spoon?
I do. He doesn't.
No.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
What's the most insane cake you've ever been asked to bake?
The tiger?
Yeah, like a life-size tiger.
Yep.
These answers so fast.
Couldn't have even dreamed up that answer. Like, in my wildest thoughts, I never thought life-size tiger was a tiger.
Nope.
I'm obsessed. Okay. Who is your future dream cake client?
Ooh, I would like to do a cake for Kristen Wiig.
I knew we would say that.
Oh, yes.
Like a huge cupcake like she baked in Bridesmaids?
Yes, right. 100%. And if I had a dream guest for Baking with Broadway, I would love to bake with Ben Platt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would
be so good. Oh, I love him.
So wouldn't we all just love to spend an afternoon with Ben Platt? Like, I would love it.
If you're listening, Ben.
He does. He is an avid listener.
We're going to have him on the pod and on the baking show. We'll do both.
Oh, that'd be so
done
cool.
And done.
Yeah, like a double date.
Double date, yeah.
Would you rather a lobstered flavor cake or a wheatgrass flavored cake?
A wheatgrass.
Yeah.
I feel like we can make that work.
Yeah.
I bet you could. You could make anything work.
Yeah, you could, totally. For sure. Ooh, you did it! You did it! So much anxiety. Oh, boys. Well, what is coming up next for you? What are some exciting and any exciting announcements? Anything fun to share?
Yeah.
Well, we're planning our wedding at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So that's...
We're getting married in October in LA.
In LA.
Oh, goodness. Amazing.
Congratulations.
That's huge
Los Angeles
news.
Port Authority. Beautiful.
Who's making your cake?
Actually, it comes with the venue, but the cake designer is actually one of the judges from Wedding Cake Championship who the head fell off in front of. So that went full circle.
Hopefully she does better for us than we did for her.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, we have had the absolute best time with you both today.
For everyone
listening, you can follow along with Jared and Steven and Showboy Bake Shop on Instagram at Showboy Bake Shop. You can visit their website at showboybakeshop.com and visit their location in Las Vegas. If you're there, go see them. Yes. Get their cakes. Amazing.
Broadway knowledge.
Yes, we love to be challenged.
Yeah, we'll talk shows.
I love it. Well, you have been such a joy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, guys. It's so good to see your faces.
Thank you so much.
No, really. What are friends for?
Friends are for diving deep into the meaningful, joyful, and sometimes uncomfortable conversations about platonic love. I'm Pallavi Sastry.
And I'm Pallavi's best friend, Gabrielle Ruiz, and we're the hosts of the top 100 relationship podcast, What Are Friends For?
I'm sure many of you listeners will agree that navigating friendships during the pandemic is tricky, but that's what we're here for.
That's because we're not afraid to tackle the tough topics, from sex positivity to differences in religion to work friends, friendship breakups. We touch on all of it here at WAF Podcast.
And we don't just keep it between us either. We've had some great guest friends come on the show, including Carly Hughes, Javier Munoz, and Kelly O'Hara.
Slay. So listen to What Are Friends For wherever you get your podcasts, or to attend our WAF live shows and stream exclusive content, subscribe to our channel at patreon.com/WAF podcast.
And of course, check us out everywhere at WAF podcast. That's WAFF podcast.
We will welcome you to the WAF fam with open and socially distanced arms.
Because that's what friends are for.
We have saved the zest for last, where we're going to talk about some of the things we are obsessed with this week. Sephora was having a sale on all the, they have that like bi-yearly sale that we wait to just stock up.
We wait every 6 months.
We always get the basics and the things we love, but there were a couple of things that we picked up just that were brand new that we just wanted to say. And the first one, a brand new scrub, like a facial exfoliating scrub by Ulla Henriksen.
It's called Lemonade Smoothing Scrub.
Lemonade Smoothing Scrub.
It's so on brand. I have got the details right here. And here's what it says. I'm not even kidding you. When life gives us lemons, we say thanks and put them to work. Inspired by a refreshing glass of lemonade on a hot summer day, this sugar face scrub brings life back to dull, rough skin.
Exquisite. Oh my gosh. I didn't even read that. That there were full slogans on there.
I just looked it up. I'm obsessed.
Yes. So it's so fun. We will buy anything that's lemon related just because we're in that zone.
We have to. So
when we saw this, we just thought it was so cute, but it also turns out to be the bomb. Like,
it's great.
I've been using it in the shower and it smells so good. It's
so refreshing.
Like a lemon vanilla slushy or something. It's delicious. And it does a beautiful job of smoothing the skin. When life gives you lemons, put them on my face.
Put them on my face and say thanks. I'll take it.
So scrub your face.
Get that lemonade scrub. And today, to send you off with the good feels in honor of our Showboy Big Shot boys, here is our seed for the soul. A great many things can be resolved with kindness, even more with laughter. But there are some things that just require cake. That's by Anonymous.
Anonymous.
On Etsy shop.
Cake quote, yes.
The Kate quotes for the day.
Kate quotes. I love it so much. Yes.
And thank you all so much for stopping by the Pink Lemonade Stand. We will be here every single Monday.
We would love it if you would squeeze that subscribe button, leave us a 5-star review, and follow us on Instagram at the PLS Podcast for more sweet treats throughout the week.
Now remember, when you're feeling like an old bitter rind, remind yourself you are a gorgeous,
delightful,
fabulous glass of pink lemonade.
Now go out there and squeeze
the day.
Pink lemonade stand.